Welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look at education in Mid-Missouri. I'm Claire Banderas. This past Saturday, students, alumni, and community members gathered to celebrate homecoming at the University of Missouri. A yearly staple of the celebration is a parade that includes bands, floats, and this familiar chant. Last year, that chant was used to drown out the voices of a group of African-American protesters concerned student 1950. That student group was protesting a lack of response to racist incidents on campus. One year later, we spoke with families at the parade about that protest and the changes on campus that followed.
My name is Lillian Robinson. I graduated in 2014. I was in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile a couple feet back, and we had stopped, and it was I didn't really know what was happening, obviously, until the parade started moving again. And then obviously we found out, afterwards what had gone down. And there's been a lot of talk about, Mizzou's not, as great anymore, or these things have happened. And it's just not the way that I look at it. I look at it as it's really exciting that people are, having dialogues and really making changes, and our university is really great. It can be a lot better.
Gina Haver. I am here for my children today. I have an eight-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son, and we're just here to enjoy the parade. We sit in the same spot every year. I was here for the whole thing. It happened right here. it kind of sucked because, especially for, I didn't realize how much of an impact it had on my family until we were coming here this year, and both of my kids said, well, I really hope that what happened last year doesn't happen this year. Of course they asked why it was happening. We didn't, there wasn't really a good explanation that we could give them other than the fact that they were just upset about something and wanted to speak their mind about it.
Yeah, just in case, if something does happen, I'd like to see it. I want to be a part of it. My name's Tiffany Thomas. I'm a senior here. I'm a journalism student in StratCom. It's definitely a time to kind of reflect on it and kind of think about it in different ways that we can continue to move forward. So I'm hoping that, with it being the year since everything happened, that people will think about it again and kind of, just bring it back up, keep the conversation going. I was really worried last year about being out and about with everybody and kind of, some people were saying some mean things, but this year there's been none of that, so that's really nice.
And so that affects us, being that she's biracial. I take offense to her being scared or threatened or angry, because I think it takes away from her education if she has to focus on how ignorant people act and the things that they do.
Brian Elder. My wife and I are alumni from Mizzou. I actually grew up in Columbia. For better or worse, it's who we are, what our university is, our history, and we are keeping to keep that conversation going. We actually spoke with some of the protesters and said that this is your Mizzou, it's my Mizzou, that's what the school is. And if you can't have those conversations at a college university, where else are you going to have them? So I have no regrets about my kids seeing that, and we're right back where we were this year.
That's it for this week's exam. I'm Claire Banderas with producer Daniela Vidal. Thanks for listening.